T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As we've been reporting, Major League Baseball owners have voted unanimously in favor of the A's moving to Las Vegas. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this was not a surprise.
No, it wasn't. It's been a long time coming. I think the writing was pretty much on the wall when the Nevada State Legislature approved a $380 million tax-subsidized aid to the idea of relocating and building the A's a new ballpark in Las Vegas. And that's something that Oakland just couldn't get together. And, you know, when opportunity knocks, you take it.
What are we hearing from Oakland officials?
Well, Mayor Xing Tao says that she's disappointed with the outcome of the vote, but it's not over. And as she says, we do not see this as the end of the road. Well, in fact, it is not the end of the road. The A's still face obstacles in Nevada, not the least of which is the Nevada Teachers Union and its political alarm schools over stadiums, which is both attempting to get a ballot measure put on to take away that $380 million or do it via court action, saying that it violates the state constitution. But it's another thing to think that that road that the mayor is talking about is going to make a U-turn and head back to Oakland. Basically, Major League Baseball said that it would take the smallest market with the smallest stadium over Oakland. And the reason is that Las Vegas is big, big when it comes to money and big with the sports. And if you have any doubts about that, just look where the Raiders are playing in their brand new stadium there as well. And what the Raiders did was sort of pave the way for the A's to go where just a decade ago, you know, you would never have thought sports would even go into Las Vegas because of the gambling. But now they've teamed up with gambling, so it's a whole new world. And unfortunately, Oakland sort of got left out of the new order.
And Vegas has the National Hockey League champions. They're serious about sports there.
They are, and they have serious money, Eric. And let's not kid around with this. This is about a lot. It's about money. I mean, even building a ballpark, a new ballpark for the A's was going to cost an astronomical sum. And after that, they were going to have to charge for seat licenses and, you know, parking and other things that were going to make the once very affordable, what, $2 Tuesdays at the Oakland Coliseum, a thing of the so distant past, it would be sticker shock for a lot of people. It's also, you know, a question about whether Oakland could actually pull something like this off and whether it is a priority. I mean, possibly the team they should be working on is the police department and getting more cops rather than sports franchises. But it's the third one to exit. The Raiders exited in 2020. The Warriors exited without much any resistance at all in 2019. You go where the money is and the market is. And Las Vegas might be small, but like I said, they got a lot of disposable income and $380 million in taxes money there. And, you know, another thing is it's going to greatly enhance the value of the team. You know, this approval, if they get that stadium okayed, that's going to rocket up the price of the team. And so the Fisher family makes money as well. As for Oakland, you know, they can try to get hold on to the name. They're going to talk to Major League Baseball about that and try to get a franchise in the future. But for right now, this is not might not be strike three, but it's two, and the count is not in their favor.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.